This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Every single county in the state of Michigan is now listed as being high risk for coronavirus transmission, according to the CDC. Here in Washtenaw County, we're seeing between 60 to 80 new cases of COVID-19 each day. And hospitalizations and COVID-related deaths are on the increase. Joining us for an update on what is happening here locally and the efforts underway to combat further spread is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for making time for us today.
Thanks, David. Good morning.
I think we all kind of expected there would be a greater number of cases when schools reopened, school activities resumed, large crowd events got back underway, and more people returned to the office for work. Is this about what the health department was anticipating?
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult for us to really predict the future versus share what the trends are. But, you know, as you've said, with college having resumed a few weeks ago locally, K through 12 school now back in session, and lots of activities happening really without restrictions, lots of social gatherings and activities. You know, we continue to see generally a trend up in activity, and we've also now seen that, not surprisingly, in younger school age children. Our past week in our snapshot that's updated on Thursdays, we saw the case increase in our 5 to 11-year-old kids. So that was new in a trend that's, you know, likely related to activities resuming as fall.
Being prognosticators, as you have pointed out, is not really the function of the department, and it's certainly not easy to do. But I'm kind of betting that when vaccines first became available, that people working in public health assumed it wouldn't be all that difficult to get most everyone vaccinated. And obviously, that hasn't really happened. Where are we on vaccination numbers in Washtenaw County, let's say for the 16 and up age group?
Yes, for the 16 and up, which was that original 70% goal, you know, we're doing quite well. We're just over 70%. I believe it's right about 72, 73% right now. And we've seen slow but steady increases over this last few months. And we saw a faster increase, when we started seeing transmission increase and we started to see the impact of that Delta variant. So since then, it's kind of slowed down a little bit, but still steady increases week by week. So certainly some folks who are eligible who haven't yet been vaccinated continue to do so. And then, of course, overall, you know, we know we have a significant proportion of younger individuals, kids who aren't yet eligible. So we're right about 60% overall vaccination. And of course, many of us are waiting anxiously for that approval for the younger kids so that we can start making some better overall progress and get those younger kids protected.
We are talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. Booster shots now recommended for those 65 years and older. The health department is going to announce today it's expanding its COVID-19 clinics to accommodate both those in need of a booster and those that we've discussed who have yet to be vaccinated at all. What specifically are you offering?
We have set up drive-through clinics at our Washtenaw County Clinical Health Department area, which is in Ypsilanti, 555 Towner. So during the month of October and starting October 5th, we'll be having drive-through options Tuesday through Friday, and we also have two Saturdays. So the hours on the weekdays are 9 to 3:30, and they'll be 10 to 3 on the Saturdays. So lots of opportunity to quickly and easily drive through. And as you mentioned, this is not only to help with the influx of folks who are eligible for boosters, and that's the Pfizer only at this point, but also we can continue to offer all three vaccinations for anyone who has not yet been vaccinated.
Now, given the size and scope of that endeavor, at least potentially, does the health department have enough staffing, or will outside help be called in once again?
Yes, we are working, as folks might remember, with some of our mass vaccination clinics and some of our pop-ups that we did earlier on when we were one of the only providers that could do COVID-19 vaccine. We did work with the National Guard. So So we do have the National Guard helping us with some staffing for these drive-throughs, so folks can expect to see them as they come through. And this also, as we've been doing COVID vaccination, we've worked very hard to make sure we're providing it in multiple ways and making it as accessible and equitable as possible. So we continue to offer walk-ins during that time. We also continue to work with community partners, organizations, businesses, faith-based organizations to offer those community pop-ups across the county and in different locations, as well as our Nurse on the Run, which provides home visits for homebound folks. So we'll continue to do those options as well. And again, with the goal of making it as accessible as possible. It's also one more good reminder is that the availability of vaccine is very, very different now, right? So many people that might have gotten their first series from us at the health department could also check with their doctor and pharmacy, because it's very likely that you could get it there if that's more convenient for you at this point.
As you mentioned, right now only the Pfizer vaccines are approved for booster shots, and those who had the Moderna vaccine or the one-shot Johnson & Johnson dose are going to have to wait at least for a little while longer. When might we see these booster shots become available to the general public and not just those 65 and older?
You know, that's a little unclear at this point. There's certainly evidence that for healthy individuals and younger individuals, that those vaccines are providing good protection, and that protection is lasting fairly well at this point. So as you mentioned, the ones that are eligible for boosters are really those folks that are more vulnerable. And we should clarify, too, because this is a confusing point. The Pfizer, as you mentioned, is now a booster for certain groups, older adults, folks that may be living or working in institutional settings, and folks with underlying health conditions. Complicate that a little bit by the fact that a third, or what has been called an additional dose, has been available for people that are immunocompromised. So this is different than a booster because it's more like a third dose in the series. So if you are severely or moderately under immunocompromised, you can get a third dose in the series of either Pfizer or Moderna, but that is not the same as a booster of Pfizer that's now available 6 months after your second dose.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation continues with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. As mentioned, it is expected vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds will soon be approved. Could happen in the month of October. Are you prepared for what that's going to mean for the health department?
Yes. You know, we started putting these clinics into place really looking at the months of October and November, with an eye both to the boosters and to hopefully having the vaccine available for younger kids. Now, as I mentioned, for everybody, availability is different now. So we do expect a lot of folks would be taking their kids to their pediatricians, to their regular doctors for those vaccines. But certainly we'll be prepared to continue offering community clinics, walk-ins or drive-through, you know, as needed to accommodate that.
With that age group added in, do you think it might actually push us past the 70% vaccination rate of the total county population?
I certainly hope so. I mean, it would open up some additional eligibility. And while there are certainly parents who would have questions and want to be sure that they're, you know, making the right choice for their kids at this point, we do know that there's a lot of parents and guardians who are ready to get that vaccination on board, and it should give us a boost up in our overall protected rate.
If and when we get to that point, do you expect to see a level of herd immunity that would actually drive down new cases and the resulting hospitalizations and death rates that COVID-19 brings?
You know, that's been a big challenge and a big question as sort of the target keeps moving and, as the virus changes and may become more infectious or clinically different. Certainly with folks having both natural immunity, becoming ill, as well as continuing to increase our vaccination, we get closer and closer to having higher levels of protection. And having that vaccination on board is really the best way that we can first and foremost prevent those most serious outcomes, those hospitalizations, deaths, long-term illness, but also they've been proven effective at starting to reduce the spread because you're reducing the vulnerability in the community. So absolutely, the more folks that we can get vaccinated really prevents the most negative impacts overall. It's still a challenge and a question to know exactly at what number we'll get there or how additional variants might impact that. But we do absolutely know with confidence that the vaccination is going to help protect us overall as well as individually.
Thank you so much for updating all of the information today. I always appreciate the time, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1, Ypsilanti.